What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And before we get to this next phone call, wrapping up on the issue of Israel, today marks the 14th anniversary of the murder of Rachel Corrie by an Israeli bulldozer. And Israel maintains to this very day that it was an accident. The operator of the bulldozer didn't know she was there, which kind of doesn't explain why he backed over her a second time. All right, Steve in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Michael, question on the U.S. Missile defense system. The United States was supposed to build one and have it installed in Turkey. Did that ever happen?
After a fashion, the original high objectives of Reagan's strategic defense initiative failed to materialize, and they borrowed and spent huge amounts of money and pretty much drew a blank. Right now, there is actually a treaty that limits what you can do. It's called the ABM Treaty. And in fact, a lot of people think that the reason for much of the cover-up regarding TWA 800 out over and above the embarrassment of shooting down a passenger jet was the Aegis CEC system actually violated the terms of the ABM Treaty. But in point of fact, they are developing missile systems. THAAD is obviously one of those, where it's able to reach up there and hit an incoming ballistic target, they hope and think. How well it's going to work, it's hard to say. I mean, the Pentagon has a long history of rigging tests to get the results they want, to get things approved. And again, go back to the Pentagon Wars, very funny movie. It's actually based on a lot of things that really did happen. But certainly the U.S. has always used Turkey as a missile base, even before the Star Wars initiative. That was why the Soviet Union put missiles into Cuba. That did not happen in a vacuum. Russia was very nervous at U.S. nuclear missiles stationed in Turkey, pointing at them, and that's what prompted them to station nuclear missiles in Cuba. And that's probably a part of the Cuban missile crisis that you didn't hear about, certainly not in school and not on the corporate media.
All right. Hey, thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Now, speaking of Iraq, to nobody's surprise, Tony Blair will not face an investigation over whether he misled Parliament regarding the Iraq war. And this has led to complaints from members of Parliament saying that unless this is investigated and changes made to the authority of the Prime Minister, it could happen all over again. There are no new safeguards to prevent a future Prime Minister from being just as dishonest and getting Britain into a war of aggression. So it's a valid concern, especially in a world that just seems to be on the edge of war everywhere. And obviously, for those of us living here in Hawaii, a war with North Korea, even worse, a war with China, we're in the firing line. All the communications for the Pacific go through Pearl Harbor. Got satellite dishes all over the place here. So it makes us very, very nervous when they talk about, we can let them hit Hawaii and strike back after that. Because unfortunately, at least in terms of North Korea's missiles, that's all they can hit, Alaska and Hawaii. They can't hit the continental United States. Now then, turning to economic news, and it looks like things are heating up there as well. China is once again dumping their U.S. treasuries as fast as they can. Foreign central banks are liquidating $45 billion in treasuries. This is in line with the aggressive selling we've seen for most of last year. U.S. treasuries are not seen as worth anything or reliable or trustworthy over the long term. Who's buying up these things? Well, more than likely, the Federal Reserve is just printing up lots of paper dollars and buying back those treasury bonds. And we already know the Federal Reserve is holding a huge number of those treasury bonds. It's a double shuffle to cover the fact that a private central bank creates money out of thin air and loans it into circulation at interest, which is a big, huge scam. Now, Janet Yellen was being interviewed by reporters over the rate hike yesterday and was responding with generalizations and platitudes that really didn't say anything, no indication into what the Federal Reserve is actually thinking. And then Bloomberg TV's Kathleen Hayes decided to get to the heart of the matter and just came on out and said, why is a Federal Reserve that claims to be dependent on the economic data hiking the rate at the time when the economic data is in rapid deterioration? It's a valid, legitimate question to be asking. We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Now, amazingly enough, the New York Times is running a puff piece to cover for the Federal Reserve. And apparently what's going on now is the establishment is now worrying that the privately owned central bank, the Federal Reserve, is becoming a target for the same populist wave that elected Donald Trump. And yes, that's true. Because more and more people are realizing that private central banking is not good for the nation and not good for the people. It's good for the bankers. It's a 300-year-old scam to enslave us with little bits of paper with colored ink all over it. And we should go back to the system our nation started with. The government creates the public currency as a public utility. It spends it into circulation to buy what the government needs. The currency then flows through commerce without accruing interest and then is taxed back in the exact same amount at the end of the cycle to balance and close the books. It's a great system. It was one of the revolutionary things the young United States did, and it sent shockwaves of horror through the banking clans of Europe. They absolutely hated this idea of a people and a government providing their own money and not being forced to borrow it from the bankers at interest. So let's talk about the debt ceiling, because at this point, it appears to be little more than a chalk mark on a wall. If you were expecting a big hue and crying debate in Congress over raising the debt ceiling, well, it's not going to happen. In fact, Congress is saying they may not even get to the issue of raising the debt ceiling until sometime in the autumn. And what we're going to see most likely is a repeat of what happened back in 2015. When the debt went over the legal debt ceiling, the Treasury Department simply stopped reporting the debt. They locked it at that debt ceiling for 235 days until the Bipartisan Budget Act simply suspended the debt limit on November 2nd. Now, that Bipartisan Budget Act has now expired. That's why they're talking about the debt ceiling. And the way the Bipartisan Budget Act was supposed to close was whatever the current debt is, that's the new debt ceiling, and they've already gone past that. That 11th marble has grown to an asteroid, the size of the one that wiped out the dinosaurs, and it is coming down on all of our heads, and there's not a thing they can do to stop it, except for one thing. Andrew Hoffman is out there basically saying it's time for a new jubilee. Default on the debt. It needs to die. Write it off. It's all imaginary anyway. That's the problem when you have a public currency that is loaned into circulation at interest. More money is owed to that private central bank than actually exists. That debt is a fairy tale. It's a fantasy made up to hold you in prison with your belief that that debt represents something real. That money that the Federal Reserve claims that we all owe them does not exist, and it never did. It's a bookkeeping entry. Banking is not a science. It's just another religion. It's a set of arbitrary rules made up by the priesthood, in this case, the money junkies, that you are brainwashed into believing represents something real. And that's what makes you their slave. It's time for a jubilee. It's time for all these private central banks to go away. As the New York Times is afraid of, we're starting to get that idea. And yes, we need to go back to the system of economics this nation was started with because it works for the nation and its people. We need a public currency that is managed as a public utility. And the bankers hate that. If you have not read my article, All Wars Are Bankers' Wars, you need to go through it. Because a lot of world and U.S. history will start to make sense when you understand the lengths these money junkies are willing to go to keep you their slaves. So that the product of your work goes into their pockets. Look what's going on now in Venezuela or Greece. That is the future of the United States of America if there are no significant changes made to our current economic system. Now, as we've mentioned, Arizona has passed a bill that removes capital gains taxes on gold and silver. Now, under the old system, if you had gold and silver coins and you exchanged them, there was a tax that went on it as a capital gain for the person who's accepting the silver and gold. And that discouraged people from using silver and gold coins as a medium of exchange. But now that Arizona has repealed that, gold and silver is immune from capital gains. You are now free to use silver and gold coins as medium of exchange, and you don't get penalized for doing so. And now it looks like Idaho is doing the exact same thing. And we're going to see this is going to be a trend that's going to spread, and the Federal Reserve is going to scream bloody murder. How dare you use a currency that does not pay interest to we, the bankers? Now, we are hearing that there is going to be a new Scottish independence referendum, probably in autumn of next year or the latest spring of 2019. And there is certainly a lot more intensity for independence among the Scottish people, which means stealing and rigging this referendum is going to be much harder, especially because everybody knows that's what happened the last time. The really tricky part is the people pushing for this independence from Great Britain are also pushing to bring Scotland back into the servitude of the European Union. And I think the Scottish people need to say these are two separate issues. Because the current plan for the referendum is a single yes-no decision. Shall we leave Great Britain and merge with Brussels? And I think the Scottish people need to stand up and say it's two separate issues. Because I think a lot of Scottish people are going to say, I want to vote to leave Great Britain. No, I do not want to vote to become part of the European Union. Looking at what's going on with those member nations in the European Union. In fact, right now it's hard to look at any of the member states of the European Union and not see countries that are in serious economic and refugee distress. Now, apparently, the New York Times ran an editorial in which they were chastising the nation of Hungary for beefing up border security. And Hungary has now responded saying, you guys really don't know what you're talking about. Our border heading outward is actually part of the European border as a whole. And under the Schengen Treaty, we are obligated to fortify it and defend it. But the New York Slimes editors were just out there saying, oh, anybody who's fortifying a border, that's bad, that's bad, that's bad, that's bad. They're really out there pushing that whole situation. And here is where it gets even a little more obvious. Over at Salon, they're out there saying open borders are the only way to defeat Trump. And it was a piece titled, Everyone's Wrong on Immigration. Open borders are the only way to defeat Trump and build a better world. They're sounding like the Scientologists. No matter what we do and how horrible it is, in the long run, we're building a better world. And Anas Shivani is claiming there's no distinction between a legal and an illegal immigrant. Immigration law is racist, and open borders are the only way to go. So Salon is fully on board with globalism, New World Order, one world government, and so forth. They're not even trying to hide that. This is their last desperate push to get globalism over on the people of planet Earth. One people, one planet, one private central bank. That's the model. Now, this gets us back to Trump's latest travel ban. And I'm going to say one more time, characterizing this as an anti-Muslim ban is dishonest, because it's a list banning travel from specific countries. And if you are in one of those countries, it doesn't matter if you are a Muslim, a Christian, a Jew, a Pastafarian, a Scientologist, or an atheist, you are still going to have the same degree of difficulty getting into this country. The ban is not based on religion. It's based on the fact that there are countries on this planet who hate the United States of America because the United States of America has been mucking about with their country for decades. Drone strikes, bombs, outright invasions, covert attempts at overthrow. Nobody's going to have this happen to their country and remain entirely cheerful afterwards. That's just human nature. So Trump has put out his new revised travel ban, trying to keep everybody happy. And as we predicted was going to be the case, it doesn't matter what Trump does. They're going to attack him on it, because it's a way to keep his energies tied up and tangled up and keep pushing that globalism here. So I'm rather ashamed to say that here in Hawaii, Judge Derek Kahala Watson has issued an injunction against Donald Trump's new travel ban. And the arguments he made are incredibly ridiculous. And if Trump decides to appeal, it'll probably be reversed unless it goes to that Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, where the judges are just legislating from the bench and rewriting the Constitution from the bench. They're acting like they are now the Supreme Court. And even worse, this judge here in Hawaii prevented every other judge in every other state from following the president's order. In other words, we have a federal judge here in Hawaii who's issued a ruling for the entire state, for the entire country, rather. And the judge also ruled that American universities and immigrants living in the United States can prohibit America from ever limiting immigration, claiming the First Amendment gives Muslim-dominant nations a right of immigration to America. Now, the First Amendment: Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or of the right of people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. That's the First Amendment, and I sure as heck do not see anything in there that gives citizens of foreign nations, to whom the Constitution does not apply, any right to unlimited, unrestricted immigration to the United States of America. They're grasping at straws to try and get this stalled. Have you ever seen any other presidential executive order challenged this hard? This isn't about the order itself. This is about attacking Trump, attacking Trump, attacking Trump. Now, the United States Supreme Court has already ruled long ago, foreign citizens outside the United States do not qualify for the protections of the Constitution. And let us not forget that under Title 8, the president may exclude certain classes of immigrants who are deemed to be contrary to the public interest, the public good. The law is on Trump's side. The law is on Trump's side. Now, when we get back from this commercial break, this story gets even juicier.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin. And to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about this judge here in Hawaii who has issued what he claims is a nationwide ban on Trump's new travel order. And it's getting very interesting because it turns out this judge, Eric Kahala Watson, is very tightly tied in with Obama. Obama nominated him to be the judge. And he was classmates with Obama at Harvard Law School. They're all buddy, 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 buddy. And what's really interesting is that Barack Obama came out here to Hawaii just before this judge issued his ruling. I'm sure it's just a coincidence here. You know, they flew out all this way just so that Obama could play golf and take Michelle to Buzz's in Lanikai. Which I'll admit the guy has taste. If you do get out here to Oahu, Buzz's in Lanikai is a really cool place. It looks a lot like old Hawaii. It's not chrome and linoleum and everything. It's actually kind of trendy and funky. I've taken Claire there many, many times. But the judges, they're all over the country. There are five states now that are suing over this thing. And basically, the judge here in Hawaii is saying Muslims in America are unfairly and illegally discriminated against. No, they're not. Anybody from those countries is blocked, not just Muslims. Muslims, the word Muslim doesn't even appear They're trying to create a scandal out of nothing. It's not targeting Muslims. It's targeting specific countries. Another judge in Wisconsin says a Syrian who was recently given asylum has a right to ask for visas to fly all of his relatives to the United States. Three California judges and a judge in Washington state say the president's sole right and solemn duty to guard the borders ends when a state suffers financial harm. And get this, the problem that they're citing is our university system is seeing a drop in enrollment because the students are wising up to the fact they're not getting those high-paying jobs they're being lured into the colleges with, and they're struggling under those student loans. So now America's colleges and universities have become dependent on foreign customers from those restricted countries. They're claiming that Trump's travel ban is harming the university systems, and on that basis, they can overturn it. And it's ridiculous. It's utterly ridiculous. And these judges are discrediting the entire judicial system. The American people are going to look at what's going on, and they're going to say, this justice system is broken. It's not even complying with the law. All of these judges, all of these mayors, and all these governors who are out there trying to keep our borders open are openly in violation of immigration law. And they don't care. They serve a higher purpose of the one world government. It'll be so wonderful for everybody. Take a look at how that whole empire building is working out for the people of Europe. They're not happy with what's going on. That's why all these pro-sovereignty, populist, anti-immigration parties are polling so well. And then all of a sudden, when the actual election shows up, oh my goodness, what a surprise upset that the globalists are still in charge here. So Obama is back here on this rock. He's out there hitting the golf courses. Now, as it turns out, Donald Trump was proven right once again. Remember that Swedish minister who got on the corporate media and said there's no rape crisis in Sweden, the numbers are actually in decline, and then somebody got the official numbers. And so now this Swedish minister has been forced to publicly apologize for lying about the fact that Sweden has become the rape capital of Europe. It really is out of control there. Now, the other day, actually last week, we were talking about this school athletic team that had one of their athletic uniforms was red, white, and blue. Not stars and stripes, just the colors, red, white, and blue. And they wore it to a game, and they became criticized for wearing red, white, and blue because it makes the illegal immigrants feel bad and everything. And remember I said, first of all, they attacked the flag of the Confederacy, and now they're coming after the American flag. When we come back, a little more along that line.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're talking about this ridiculous attack on red, white, and blue. And basically what it is, up in Iowa, Valley High School, and there was a basketball game, and apparently some of the people in the audience were wearing red, white, and blue, basically a support of patriotism. And you'd think that wouldn't be a big deal, but it has sparked an online Facebook campaign to declare that wearing red, white, and blue is blatant racism. It's racist because it's making the refugees and the illegal immigrants feel bad to wear the colors of the American flag. And it is completely, utterly ridiculous to say red, white, and blue is racist. The flag of Arkansas is red, white, and blue. The flag of Assyria is red, white, and blue. The flag of Australia is red, white, and blue. Bermuda, the British Antarctic Territory, the British Virgin Islands, Cambodia. The Canadian duality flag is red, white, and blue. The flag of Chicago is red, white, and blue. Chile, the Christian flag. Cook Islands, Costa Rica, Crimea, Cuba, Croatia. The Czech Republic flag is red, white, and blue. The Dominican Republic, France. Our flag here in Hawaii is red, white, and blue. It's a huge, huge list. Liberia, New Zealand, the Netherlands, North Korea, at least for the moment, is red, white, and blue. The flag of Russia is red, white, and blue. It's nonsense. It's an attack on our... These days, they're describing everything as racist. That's the buzzword. If this is racist, you must stop doing it. And I have decided it is racist. Red, white, and blue is now racist. Next thing, they're going to say women in white dresses or a Gadsden flag T-shirt is racist. Oh, wait a minute. They've already done that, haven't they? These politically correct bozos have just gone off the edge of a cliff. They see racism everywhere, even when it's not intended, even to the point of saying wearing the colors of your nation's flag is an expression of racism. It's and now it's spreading to a national campaign on Facebook. Ban the red, white, and blue. Really, I can't wear an American flag button? No, you can't. That's racist. Showing the American flag is racist. It really is out of control here. Now, a little bit of humor in all of this insanity. It turns out Nancy Pelosi decided she was going to get a photo op with a bunch of illegal immigrants on the southern border of the United States. And she went on down there with the camera crew, and she's going to greet them and everything. And she starts to talk to them in English, and of course, none of them could speak English. No comprende, no comprende. And it just turns out to be this amazing embarrassment. It apparently did not even occur to Nancy Pelosi that the people she was addressing didn't speak English. She was apparently hoping she was going to make all kinds of promises about maintaining amnesty and all the rest of that, and they were going to cheer her, and that was going to be the little bit of video that she was going to get out of there. Didn't work. Now, we are hearing that the ADL, the Anti-Defamation League, is going to build a Silicon Valley center to monitor and fight cyber hate. In other words, they're going right to the core of all the social media. They're going to set up a computer facility there in order to guard the reputation of the government of Israel against anybody who might criticize it online. So they're moving from hacking American servers from over in Israel to having a hacking system set up here. And all of it, of course, is an attack on our First Amendment right to criticize the actions of a government, which is what we're talking about. Now, Google, who has rolled over on all of this stuff, has added a tool to flag offensive search results. And what it is they're claiming this is not going to represent censorship of any kind, but they're going to have a panel of experts who will look at linked stories to judge them for whether they are accurate or if they contain offensive content. And if so, they'll be flagged with a flag. Says offensive, may not be factual, so forth and so on. And if your link, given those tags, they are pushed down in the Google search results. Which is why I'm on DuckDuckGo right now. The dictatorship is now fully on display. And I remember years ago, we made up that coffee cup that's in our online store. The fastest way to bring down a dictatorship is to force them to act like one where everybody can see it. We are now at that stage. And we're in Orwell territory because all of these people out there that are trying to impose all these controls are saying, we're not violating your freedom of speech. This is not censorship. We're just not going to let people see things that we don't think they should see. Sounds like censorship to me. All right, we're going to grab a phone call. James in Tokyo, Ohio Gozaimasu, what's on your mind today?
Michael, I have to disagree with you about the red, white, and blue flag. It is racist. What do you have against yellow and orange and green?
I don't have anything against yellow, orange, and green. In fact, my desktop clock here, my show clock here is green and blue and yellow.
And also, you're downplaying the whole thing with the Russians. New evidence just came out right now on Drudge Report that Trump was photographed holding a bottle of wishbone Russian dressing.
I actually had that on my website a couple of months ago.
I want to talk quickly about the foreign policy. I'm getting a little disappointed and a little worried about the North Korea. You mentioned a little earlier that, North Korea, they can hit maybe a Hawaii or Alaska, but they can also probably hit Tokyo, which is where I'm from. And a lot of bases are situated around the area. And I was really hoping, as Trump, when he was running, that he wanted to be on a non-interventionist type of foreign policy. And
he did say that. He did actually say that on the campaign trail, that the era of military intervention into other countries would be over under his administration. Obviously, we can count that as one of his campaign lies. And it may be that he has been convinced by the establishment that he has sadly surrounded himself with, that the only way to avoid a collapse of the United States economy and government is to continue down this war path. And maybe he believes it. Maybe he went in there with the best of intentions. Maybe the system is just so rigid it corrupts anybody who walks on in there. I'm kind of hoping that Trump is going to have the Kennedy effect of being in the White House. And it does sometimes happen to people. It happened to John Kennedy. Apparently it happened to Vincent Foster, where you get into that White House and all of a sudden you realize this isn't a game. This isn't, just fun and wishful thinking. I really am here. And maybe I ought to be thinking about doing a better job for the American people. And the other part of course, is that they're tangling up Donald Trump with all of these immigration travel ban nonsense. And unfortunately, Trump is allowing, apparently, a large part of foreign policy to be delegated to people who are pursuing their own agenda. And Trump is just signing off on it and going on back to doing what he's doing. And he's only one guy, and there's only so many hours in the day. And I don't know why he is not scraping out that White House of all the Obama holdovers. They are not his friends. They are not supporting him. They are there to throw landmines and roadblocks in his way. And Trump's still trying to be a businessman. It is time for him to show some real leadership. And we're not seeing that, unfortunately.
Yeah, a lot of these roadblocks, I think, especially with Russia, are just meant to prevent him from getting together with Putin and trying to work everything out. But I hope that Trump could finally start trying to be a negotiator, as you said he would, and try and work it out. I think you can make deals instead of this type of foreign policy.
No, I agree with that. I agree with that. The primary thing, though, is he's got to stop being defensive. He's got to go on the offense. He's got to regain the initiative. And again, my primary concern with Donald Trump has been all along that he is as dangerously naive about the true nature of Washington, D.C. politics as Jimmy Carter was. And Jimmy Carter, as much as he did some good things, he was absolutely not prepared for the ferocity and underhandedness of his opponents in Washington, D.C. I guess he went in there with this idea that I'm the president, they're going to do what I say. It certainly did not happen, and it's certainly not happening with Donald Trump.
All right, thanks, Mike. Have a good day, man.
All right, same to you. We're going to switch over to Peter in Los Angeles. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Michael. I just read the article today on your site about the ADL, I just, want to make the point that there's states all over the country, including my own in California, where any criticism of Israel already will cost you big money. No contracts with state, local, even the federal government at some point. You can't do business if you criticize Israel. Their ADL has spied on people for years. We've gone to war for Israel time after time after time. They can do whatever they want. The networks owned by Jewish Americans never talk about Israel and what really is happening. None of this. We got no freedom of speech when it comes to them at all. 5 of the 9 Supreme Court justices, on and on and on. And now what I want to point out is they keep going this, and you never hear a word of protest from the greater Jewish community. There's never a word of protest about this.
Well, it's in their religion. It's in their religion. The Jewish faith says you shall not criticize a fellow Jew, and they just sort of go along. Basically, it ranks up there as a commandment.
Well, it's like it's a sociopathic mindset, and you know what? We cannot stand it anymore, really. And what kind of country is they'll accept the power? They accept the power that it gives them to shut everybody up, ruin everybody's careers, put everybody to war, gain all the money and influence, all that stuff, and nobody says a word about it, and they're willing to sell out 330 million Americans in order to do it, not say a word. I'm telling you, it's sociopathic. And you think the Muslims are bad? Give me the Muslims any day.
Yeah, I can see merit to that. I mean, every Muslim I've ever personally known were really nice people and not aggressive, obnoxious, and so forth. So, there's a valid point there. It's time for America to wake up and realize that we, too, are living under a puppet regime serving a foreign government. We have a Vichy government in Washington, D.C., and we need to just wake up and realize that's a big part of what's going on.
It's a huge part. You know, we'll never get to where we should be going if we allow ourselves to be dominated by this really criminal, sociopathic group of people.
Yeah, but just in a wider sense, I'm beginning to realize that any organized government at the national level, there's a high degree of criminality. Look at what our own government's been doing with the CIA running guns and drugs, and we invaded Afghanistan to secure an oil pipeline and opium for American drug lords, and now, of course, we've got a huge opiate problem in this country, both illegal and legal, with the overprescription of the of opium-based drugs. And so,
I want to point out also that, of course, they have all that, all the intercepts, everything that that have been turned over obligingly by our government, maintained by Trump. Every single intercept of all our phones and all our tweets and texts and emails, all of it goes to Israel to do whatever they want. This has got to stop. It's got to stop.
I agree. We're heading for a horrendous crash of this system. And we could even see the beginning of a new Dark Ages when all of this stuff comes crashing down and the people of the world are just going to turn away and say, we don't want any more big governments. We don't want any more private central banks. We're just going to live in our own little village and take care of ourselves, and nobody's allowed to come into the village without our permission, or we'll just shoot you dead on the spot.
Mike, the book burning, this is nothing but book burning. All these laws about you can't, do any sort of investigation of the Holocaust. It's unbelievable how heavy-handed they are.
It's the fact of the heavy-handed approach that tells us there is a big, deep, dark secret being hidden there. It's like I've said before, if you claim that you saw Bigfoot, you'll get laughed at, but you're not going to lose your job. If you claim you saw a flying saucer with space aliens in it, people will look at you askance, but you're not going to have your career ruined. But you ask any questions about what happened in World War II and why the available facts don't support that official story, as you say, you can go to jail in a lot of countries in this planet. And that right there tells you that sheer force of power brought to bear against anybody who questions the official dogma tells you there's a big, deep, dark secret hidden behind that.
Gilad Atzmon has a great quote, and it's that the measure of Jewish power is that you can't even talk about Jewish power.
Unless you're Jewish, because I remember Ben Stein actually wrote an article a few years back in the Los Angeles newspapers saying, do Jews control the media? Yes. Heck yes, we do. We should be proud of it. But if anybody else says that, you're an anti-Semite.
Remember?
What?
Dershowitz just said the same thing.
Yeah, Dershowitz said the same thing. But if you're not a Jewish person and you say that, then you're immediately denounced as an anti-Semite.
Yeah, you could lose everything. But anyways, I just can't stand the fact, and the people who are silent and allow this new thing, monstrosity in Silicon Valley, to be built, to go along with the book burning that's already going on and the heavy-handed repression, they say nothing, and they're utterly guilty by implication. because
of that. The good news is that more and more Americans are dropping these U.S.-based search engines and social media, and they're going to foreign ones like Yandex, or ones that so far do not seem to be compromised like DuckDuckGo. And it's reached the point where these so-called anchor social media like Facebook and search engine Google are actually losing customer base, and they're losing ad revenues. Sooner or later, people are going to wake up, and people just always want to find the truth, and they're going to go where that truth is, and they're going to shun the liars. And that's the process we're going through right now. Peter, I got to let you go. We got to do a break for commercials. Back with another phone call after these few words.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO free nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And I'm already getting emails from people sending in pictures of their local school teams that have red, white, and blue uniforms. And they're all saying, so these people are racist. They're racist. Oh, I could never go to one of their games again. Very much tongue firmly planted in cheek. We're going to go back to the phones here. Randy in Illinois, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, how you doing? Been a long time. I have a historical question for you. On your website, you have the chronological dates of when certain people of a certain religion were kicked out of European countries. My question is, were there any specific events that occurred right prior to their being expelled, and they basically just made the king of the country just get tired. And are those events starting to occur in the 21st century in this country?
Yeah, very much so, because when you look at that long history of pogroms and persecutions and expulsions, there's only one common factor. Now, Israel likes to claim it's because everybody hates the Jewish people and, you know, it's all this Christian persecution. But the record of the expulsions stretches back to before Christianity even existed. And the one common factor in all of these is the manner in which the Jewish people will not integrate with the society they're in, but will see them basically as prey. It's a very predatory relationship. And over time, hostility starts to build and build, and there it reaches a point where the claims of we're victims, we're persecuted, blah, 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 fail to stand up to the growing public outcry that, in point of fact, their society is being damaged. It's being harmed. It's being hijacked. And there's a lot of similarities between the Jewish people and the Roma, the gypsies. It's just the Jewish people are much more successful at doing what they do.
Okay, well, at least it's not my imagination now. Thanks, Mike.
No, there's a long, long history of this. Of course, it's not something that's taught in the schools, and anytime you bring it up, you know, you're denounced as an anti-Semite. But history is history is history. And the record speaks for itself here. All right, we're going to let you go, Randy, coming up here on hour number three. And we're going to get into some of the science and health stuff here right now. Once again, we are seeing reports of mumps outbreaks. Last year, more than 5,000 cases of mumps were reported, making it the worst year for the disease since the outbreak of 2006. Now, 19 of the outbreaks that have occurred in the last few years have taken place on college campuses. And even the corporate media has been forced to admit mumps is cropping up among vaccinated populations. It's not hitting people who've refused the mumps vaccine. It's hitting the people who get that mumps vaccine, including the two recommended dosages. And so the question has to be raised, along with all the other harmful effects of the modern vaccine industry, are these vaccinations actually triggering the disease they're claimed to protect you against? More about this after station identification.
For you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, silent salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.